Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's The Morning Mess. Back at it with a staycation, a setup. Let's say good morning to Francesca.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey, Francesca. So we wish we met you under different circumstances, but we hear that you think maybe your man Arthur's cheating?
Yeah, he's my fiance. I feel like maybe he's cheating on me.
Oh, no. Well, I guess congratulations on the engagement, but if you two are engaged, why would you think it's happening now?
Well, so here's the thing. We just announced our engagement.
Okay.
We did a Zoom party with our, like, closest friends, and I mean, everyone was super thrilled. I mean, obviously, we were super thrilled, and we're all screaming and excited. And on the playback, on the recording, when I play it back, his best friend is this gal, Rachel. And on the recording, she gets really upset looking. And then she ran into the bathroom, like, tearing up. And, I mean, we didn't notice when it happened because we were all so excited.
Right. So this girl ran away to the bathroom. Did you find out if she's okay?
I mean, like, I didn't see it until after I replayed the video and I asked Arthur about it. That's my fiance, Arthur. And he was like, oh, they're happy tears.
That's not happy tears.
Girl, no. Listen, this is a lot. Obviously, it's a very exciting moment for you. You watched the video back. You saw this girl was crying. Do you have a relationship with her? Because if you say she's his best friend, have you guys met before?
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess she's a good friend of his going way back. And, like, she's kind of like one of the boys, you know?
Okay.
So,
well,
I don't really hang with them. Like,
do you like to fight? Would you fight this girl?
What?
I'm not a big fighter, but if the wrong thing happens, I will fight.
Oh, no, that's a yes.
That's definitely a yes. You socked a scrunchie off a girl's head at one point in your life.
No!
So if your man is cheating with this girl on sight when you see this girl, what's going to happen?
I hope I never see her again if that's what happens.
What,
you know,
a chicken. All right.
Stop it, Joey. That's not what we're here. We're not about fighting. We're just here to find out what's going on. Because, like, I get it. That's a really weird situation. But I don't know. It could have been anything.
It could have been, like, she wanted to be the one. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, well, we're going to find out if that's the case with the staycation setup. So we're going to call your man up next, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and then I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. The literal only name should be yours, but if it's anybody else's, especially his friend's name, which is, by the way, what is it again?
Rachel.
If it's Rachel, then, you know, then you can fight her on site.
Yes.
On the site.
There you go.
Yeah. And then
you just said we weren't about fighting.
Well, I mean, now I kind of want to hear it.
Okay.
Arrivederci. Listen, if he's cheating, say bye to this guy, sock her, and then call it a year, okay?
I'll call it a year with you, girl. We're all over this.
Staycation setup is coming up next with The Morning Mess. I'm sorry.
In the middle of a staycation setup, it's The Morning Mess. We spoke to Francesca, thinks her fiance, Arthur, might be cheating after she saw the engagement video. So she was checking out some footage of their Zoom announcement of their engagement. Now, Miss Francesca, when you were watching this, you saw someone that didn't look too pleased and happy that you were getting engaged with your fiance.
Right, his bestie, Rachel. She ran off into the toilet.
Did they ever date back in the days? You said they're best friends.
No, I mean, like, now you say it, maybe I never got the full scoop.
She did. She got two of them.
Oh, my God!
Two scoops, please.
Anyway.
Arrivederci.
So anyways, you're calling because you do have concerns. Even though you're happily engaged to your man, Arthur, you think that there might be something going on here. So we're going to do the staycation setup because it's what you called for. I'm going to offer him the free romantic weekend stay. I'm going to ask who he wants to bring for his free romantic weekend. If he says anybody else's name like this girl, Rachel, then you know what's going on.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Arthur?
Yeah. Who is this?
Arthur, hi. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for
you. I'm at work. I can't really talk right now. I mean, is this like a sales thing or something?
Not really, and I'm so sorry if we're taking too much of your time up. I promise it won't be that much longer. This is all a free weekend stay in our Aurora Hotel's penthouse suite. All I would ask for you is just to review your experience online. You can come stay with us, and you can even bring a guest.
You're not going to stick me with a bill later or something like that?
There's no bill here unless you decide to get room service. I don't even need your credit card information.
Amazing, but okay. All right.
Okay, let me go ahead and get started for you, Arthur. Now, with this free romantic weekend stay, we start this off by leaving a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest of honor. And since this is a romantic weekend, I wanted to see if you had, like, a special message you'd like to leave for your guest.
How about... Everything is going to be okay. I love you.
Okay. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
It's Rachel.
What? You
Arthur, really quick, we got to jump in. We're the Morning Mess. We legally got to let you know that you're live on the radio right now.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, your fiance, Francesca, is on the line.
What is going on? Are you doing this on a radio show? What the hell?
How else am I going to do it? What are you talking about?
Let me explain something. It's kind of complicated, okay? It only happened one time, okay? It was one time.
Oh.
It was a while ago.
What happened one time?
We messed around. It was one time.
Oh.
No.
Man code. You take that to the grave. You're not supposed to say that.
What do you mean messed around?
It was like 2 months ago, okay? And
2 months ago? Wait, this is August. We got engaged. You never said anything?
Well, he's not going to tell you.
Joey!
No, I did not.
So your solution was to get engaged and everything's going to be fine?
It's basically, she's pregnant now, okay?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Come on, this is, can we talk about this, like, at home and not
what?
On a radio show?
Oh, my God, you've been lying to my face? How long has she been pregnant for?
Look, I'm sorry. I really think we can work this out, okay?
Were you just never out?
Oh, my God.
When were you going to tell your fiancé? Because this baby was going to be at the wedding.
Look, I can't really talk about this on some show. I'm out of here. We'll talk about this later.
You're disgusting.
You obviously didn't wear a mask because you got her pregnant. Blah.
Oh, my God. Listen, we have counseling services that we can offer for you.
So, wait, would you want to work it out with Francesca?
I would like to try to work this out, Francesca, but obviously I can understand
something.
Your b****s off.
No.
No. Now, this girl, Rachel, she is obviously pregnant. Does she want to be with you, or was she going to try to hide that?
This is really personal. I mean, we were going to try to figure it out somehow. I don't know.
You were going to try to figure it out with Rachel while marrying Francesca and having a baby. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
She's done. What
she
the hell?
She should be done. Okay. This guy's so, ugh.
Who was better, Arthur?
No.
I had to ask.
No! You have to ask the other question if he's still there.
Oh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Or you're Darchy. So, Francesca.
Stop!
I can't even think straight right now.
We're so sorry. That was crazy. The bright side, you did not marry this man. You didn't get pregnant as well than he would have had.
You didn't get pregnant, right?
Oh, you better buy a pregnancy test and pray and spray that you are not pregnant.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Francesca.
Yeah, I think that we should definitely get you the counseling services. Please don't invite him because what he did was so beyond messed up, but you just went through a lot.
He's not coming anywhere with me. Ever. Never. Ever.
Well, you dodged a couple bullets. We're sure you're not getting married, and you think you're not pregnant, so you can cut all ties with this guy. Never see this guy ever in life.
And if you are, child support, hey.
Oh, my God.
I hope not.
If you want to fight this girl, I'll hold your purse.
You will not fight this. She is a pregnant person.
In nine months, after this baby is born.
If she's already pregnant, it's not going to be 9 months. It'll be like 7.
Oh, exactly. So 9 months will be fine. Sock the baby fat off her. Just pat.
So oh, my God. Messed up.
Them.
He did.
Stop.
Kind of did already.
Francesca, I am so sorry. This is a lot. Let me just put you on hold. We're getting you counseling services. I'm sorry.
Let us hear.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.